Bring us up to speed on who's going to be out there on the main stage at the infield.
The main stage, the headliner will be Pitbull, and the second act will be Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, two fantastic artists. As I've said before, we started a tradition in 09, and we've constantly tried to grow it. And you know, our customers expect a certain level of talent. I think Pitbull and Macklemore and Ryan Lewis exactly do that. They're very much upbeat, electric type of artists, and I think people are going to have a fabulous day.
And much like Maroon 5 last year, Pitbull, he's out there. I mean, you see him in a lot of different venues, on a lot of different shows and programs, much like Maroon 5 was at this time last year, someone who's really in the scene.
I mean, we were very fortunate last year. Maroon 5 was hotter than a firecracker. Wiz Khalifa was very popular, too. It's tough for us to find an act or acts that are generating that kind of response. I think we're very fortunate this year. Pitbull is not only national, but it's international, done some fantastic tours around the globe. He's hot right now. He was on the Grammys presenting with Jennifer Lopez. I think he's gonna come through and perform admirably, and I think he's going to give a hell of a show.
And when you talk about demographics, he's kind of goes across demographics because he's got a excitement and energy for some of the younger fans. But like you say, he can stand up there with Jennifer Lopez and get that money demographic that we've seen in a lot of the programs he's been on.
Absolutely. I think Pitbull goes across all those demographics. Ryan or Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are a little younger. They're in the earlier 20s, mid-20s. I think that's the difference. When we try to do this, Scott, we try to take a major headliner that will cross many areas and appeal to many different people. The second act is kind of more of a target demographic, looking specifically for a niche that we're trying to get. And one of the niches I've always maintained here is that in their 20s, going into their 30s age group, I think Macklemore and Ryan Lewis help us do that.
And that's been the tradition of the infield, the 20-somethings that have for generations that have gone out there. And last year, 121,000 fans on property.
Absolutely. I mean, last year was fantastic. From the music to the activities in the infield to the racing on the racetrack and the Preakness, it all came together for us. And you had a record crowd of 121,000. That's our target for this year. Can we hit it? Can we beat it? We need a little help, like I said. The weather's important and so on, but I think we're well on our way. Sales are going well right now. It'll be interesting to see. We announced the bands at 10 this morning. It'll be interesting to see what kind of bump or where we go from here. And, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all those sites will be active, let's say, with comments, and we'll see how we've done.
And word gets out there, too. And we saw it last year when you had Maroon 5 and Wiz Khalifa. Like you say, the social media did take off. And already seeing that today where word spreads about this, and this becomes an event that people are talking about. And that makes it, I would imagine, not easier, but more attractive to these people like a Pitbull to come in here and play the Preakness.
Absolutely. I mean, from the tracks perspective, when we do things like this, the normal marketing we do and the normal advertising we do really doesn't hit it for the infield and for the music. I mean, we've taken a look at the social media, you know, the Twitters, the Facebooks, and so on. That's where the infield really takes off because it goes like wildfire. You know, once we announce this, I'm sure the sites are lit up as they were last year with all kinds of comments, some positive, some negative. You know, you're never going to make everybody happy. But we try to do what's best in general for all our customers.
And you talk about weather. Nice to have a Miami native Pitbull coming up here, bring some of that South Beach weather to Pimlico.
I was trying to put that in the contract, but he wouldn't go for that. But, I mean, if the day's nice, we've been fortunate the last couple days, or the last couple years. If the weather's good, we expect a really, really good day.
We'll see you out in the infield.
Scott, thanks again.
All right.